Hello, Fordham Observer podcast host here, Shana Lagba, and today I'm presenting a shorter podcast, possibly part of a short series of new things to try out, such as movies or shows to watch, or restaurants to eat at. For this podcast, I had the opportunity to talk to Chris Ng, a co-owner of a new restaurant, Bananas, that opened this year. Enjoy.
I'm the host for the Fordham Observer podcast, Off the Record, and I am with the owner of a new restaurant called Bananas. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Chris. Yes, I am the founder of Bananas, Chris Ng. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule for this interview. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your journey in the food world?
I am born and raised in Queens. And ever since I started working in the restaurant industry, I love it. I love the energy. I love being part of a team. This is something that I always wanted to do. So my goal in life was to open up a restaurant, and here we are now.
Okay. And did you have any other ideas for any restaurants, or is this like the set, like Bananas, this is the restaurant, this is the place? Yeah.
This was the one and only set. Opening up a restaurant in New York is incredibly expensive. All my chips are in this restaurant. This is one and done. Everything's in this basket.
Gosh, that's actually amazing. Where have you worked? Like, which restaurant has inspired you for the outline of this restaurant?
I worked at Bonchery as a busboy. That was my first job in the restaurant industry. Then one of my managers suggested I work at Blue Ribbon. And there I was a server. From Blue Ribbon, they opened up a new restaurant in a different location. And I volunteered to work at that new location. And then I became a host. And then I eventually went to culinary school. So I've been enthralled in the restaurant industry for a minute.
Beautiful. Why did you choose this location specifically?
I love the East Village. I used to live two blocks away. I lived here during my college days. And I know from experience that on the weekend, especially, every seat is filled. I cannot think of a better place to open a restaurant.
Where is? What kind of food do you serve, and how would you describe your restaurant's concept?
It's new American food. Everything is inspired by American dishes, classic, you know, like you have an etouffee, we have a chopped cheese, we have an Alfredo, but everything has Asian influence in it. It's a blend of both cultures, like I am, as a Chinese American.
Could you give an example of like one of the foods that's American but has a blend of Asian in it?
Sure. We have a shrimp alfredo. We make it with tapioca udon noodles, and the shrimp is a shrimp tempura. We also have a chopped cheese, and we call it chopped cheese kapow because we make it with Thai chili and Thai basil. Oh. So everything has Asian influence in it.
Is there a story behind the name of the restaurant?
I'm Chinese American. Some people may refer to me as a Twinkie or a banana because they're trying to say I'm yellow on the outside, white on the inside. So that's why we're called Bananas. It seemed much more fluid to name a restaurant Bananas over Twinkies for trademark reasons and legal reasons. And yeah, it's a fun name for a restaurant.
What were the difficulties setting up this restaurant?
There's an incredible amount of difficulties, like construction, budgeting, hiring, all the logistics involved with setting up like POS and buying equipment. There's a million different things. If I had any advice to give to anyone opening a restaurant is whatever you're doing, it's going to be wrong. But prepare for the worst. And create a cushion. That was how I was like, create a cushion. Whatever you expect, guaranteed problems.
And what was the upside of making this restaurant in the process of doing this restaurant? No upsides?
You want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Honest answer? It's selfish. It was something I wanted to do for myself. It was a life goal of mine to open a restaurant. And yeah, we did it. We opened the restaurant. But it's a tough-ass business. And there are definitely rewards. Depends on what do you see as upside. Because I feel rewarded every day. Like seeing our staff, our team. I love seeing Kay. I love seeing Danya. I love seeing Ash like every single day. I love working with them and being around them. But from a business side, we're not successful yet. So I would love to answer that to you later. But the upside has not been for real yet. But I have no regrets. I love it. This is something that I had to do in my life journey. And if you ask Kay, my business partner, he would say the same thing.
Guaranteed.
And how do you decide what goes on the menu? Any signature dishes that people must try?
Our char siu roast pork, definitely.
What's that?
It's a 48-hour marinated roast pork. And we serve it with a caramelized banana. That's our version of sweet and savory pork and brew. It's meaningful to us because when my parents are born and raised in Chinatown, and we love the roast pork. I love the roast pork. When I visit my grandparents, that's the thing I always eat. And my business partner, Kay, we ate caramelized bananas with his family growing up in Burma. So that is a metaphor for like our backgrounds, our families, and it's us coming together to open up a restaurant.
And what do you hope guests take away from their experience here?
I want everyone to come in here happy, leave here happy, and enjoy their experience here.
And how has the local community responded since you opened?
I think we're making an impact in the community. I will tell you specifically the vintage store next to us. The owner, Mike, at Revamp, he comes over to eat here, and he told me, Chris, since you guys opened, you guys have changed the energy on the block. So that was very meaningful to us.
And I know you already gave advice, but if you could give any other advice for someone dreaming of opening their own restaurant, what would it be?
I would say be very selective with who you partner with. I'm very fortunate to have very genuine, strong-willed, very experienced people in my life that I've been able to partner with. I would say that, yes, the people that you partner with look a very strong and hard look, because who you're around, it makes a huge difference. So be careful about who you stick with.
Thank you so much. This was Chris, the owner of Bananas. Thank you for the interview. I really do appreciate it. High five.
Well, thank you so much. I didn't realize we were going to do it.
And that was Chris Ng, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was filmed during Bananas Disco Night. There's always something going on down there, such as game night, hip-hop night, and my favorite, jazz night. Some meal recs for me would be the estouffée or try the chopped cheese. Have a great rest of your day or night. Bye.